Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Here to share our thoughts and share the day, if you will. If you're finding yourself in a slump, time for you to kick that slump out. It's time for us to start the Good Day program, September the 19th. Actually, it's been started for some already. We started fresh every hour. How's that? And sometimes we're fresher than other days. I'm Doug Stephan. Jay Kirshner is here with me. We're finding that this is a wonderful way to start the week, start the hour, acknowledging that Mercury is in control. Mercury is in control of technology. Mercury is in control of transportation. Mercury is in charge of your health, babies, you name it, it's in charge. So if there are things in your life that you think maybe, well, it'll go right, it'll go wrong, I can give you about a dozen things in the past 24 hours that have not worked right. But is that the right attitude to have, Jay?
Six planets, mind you, not just Mercury, but six planets are in retrograde. So even if they want to appear to be moving backwards, we can choose to keep moving forward.
Yes.
So take that, Mercury and Jupiter and Saturn and Uranus.
Take that.
And Neptune and Pluto. Ha!
Yeah. Ha! And never mind the story that's floating around that there's an asteroid that's heading toward the Earth and will hit us before the end of the year. That's another one of these stories that may not be too well grounded, but it sounds good. It sounds like an Alex Jones thing. You know how we can start a rumor and it's the end of the world. Everything's terrible. Everything's awful. Or you can choose, as Jay just suggested, to not let it get at you. This is National Book Awards Day. There are a lot of, so many people are readers. Do you read books? Do you read magazines? What do you read and how do you, we got off onto a tangent a couple of 3 weeks ago, it seems to me, about books. And I think Jennifer was in on the conversation, if I'm not mistaken, the sort of things that we all read. Why do we read them? What do they give to us? I got involved in, I don't usually read, I don't, let me rephrase that. I read a lot, but I don't often read things that I won't use on the air. That is just for conversation. So I'm going to lead you into something that I was led into by watching a PBS special, as a matter of fact, on the relationship that America had as we expanded to the natives. We called them Indians because Christopher Columbus, moron that he was when he landed here, thought he'd land in India, and therefore the people that were here became Indians. And that stuck for a long time until earlier this past century, right? When did we start with whatever the name we use, indigenous people, is kind of a foolish name. It doesn't really help describe. I just call them natives.
Yeah, Native That's Americans.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. Okay, so anyway, apparently there was, in Mein Kampf, there is a reference to where Hitler got the idea on how to treat the Jews. The idea came from, he says, in his writings, it came from the American way that they treated the natives. That is, they rounded them all up, they killed them, or they put them in camps, and they left them to sort of survive on their own. And as I thought about that, it happened that there, as I said, this month is a PBS special. Peter Coyote is the narrator of an overview of what prompted Hitler, his hatred for the Jews, prompted them to do what he did with them. Whether they were in Eastern Europe, whether it was wherever they were, he wanted to get rid of them. And so it brought around a couple of things for all of us to think about. In the day-to-day world that we live in, the people that help us to understand on our own, the teachers that we've had, I think the reason I'm bringing it up, Jay, that aspect of it is because I didn't learn anything about this in school. I didn't learn anything about it until now. And yet, it's becoming more and more, and it's not politically correct, it's not any, I mean, there are people who would use it to sort of be a litmus test for what you believe. That is, or how, not what, but how you believe America was founded and how we got to where we are. The cutthroat. I'm not saying that it's wrong, although it kind of was, but it kind of got us to where we are today in a manner of speaking. It led from the 1400s, the 15th century, into the exploration of America in the 17th century, early part of the 17th century, where we actually started to come from various places around the world and settle here. And then that expanded, and so in the 1700s, the 18th century, we got restless with the way the British were treating us, and so, or treating our forefathers, so we decided, okay, we're going to declare our independence. And we did, and we all know that story as it
is. Well, the increasing taxes that only cost the, what is now the American people, and the British government were, when the royals were really the only ones reaping any of the benefits.
Mm-hmm. Right. And so now, fast forward to today, and keeping in mind what you just said, the taxation, the aggressiveness of going after money so that they can continue to feed their own, whatever their process is, whatever they think they're doing to help America. The fact there are 4 million people who work for the federal government, and what do they all do? I saw somebody yesterday who was on duty, who has a Sunday job, and he was sitting smoking a cigarette on his iPhone. And I was in and out of a particular place 3 or 4 times over the course of the afternoon. That's all he was doing. He's supposed to be there on duty, but he wasn't doing anything. And he has really no local supervision. And obviously he can't be trusted to go find. There's plenty of work around. I can tell by looking around at what he does. And there's more and more of that all the time. People who are trying to do the right thing. I also talked to somebody yesterday who worked for the state, who is a supervisor, and he's in charge of the roads. And so we were talking about tractors, and he came to look at one of my tractors, and we were talking about tractors and things that they use to take care of the roads. And I asked him, how do you come up with the types of equipment and what you use and how it's, you know, assigned to do this job or that job? And he looked at me, he had a wry smile. He's sort of an old down Mainer who'd come to Massachusetts 25 years ago for this job as a supervisor. And so he said, yeah, I would like to tell you that the stuff you see on the road is my recommendation, but it's not. I recommend they do this and that they have this equipment, and they always ignore me, and they get what they want, which more often than not doesn't do the job. It isn't practical, or it just doesn't work at all. And I said, if you're the guy who's in charge and you tell them to get this stuff, why don't they get it? He said, because they have a cozy deal with John Deere, and so they get what is good for John Deere. They don't get what's good for the state. So how much of that stuff goes on all over the place? You know, we were worried last week about having a railroad strike and the feather bedding that used to be associated with having a union job on the railroads. And I'm trying to couple all of this stuff together from where I started with Hitler and the Jews and our Native American population. We've just gotten to the point where hopefully we're not going to have something that can't be resolved again as the Civil War. You get into the 1929 era where that was the worst crisis since the Civil War. And since then, we haven't had a crisis that meets that. Although more and more we find that there are such huge divides in our principles and our thinking, and it's built often around one or two people. And so you go back to who are the leaders that decided we should dispatch the natives. And then you think about, and there were just a few, the people who were colonizing, if you will, building the railroads and building America out. We need this territory, so we go get it. And if anybody gets in our way, we kill them. And that's the way it is, you know, or was certainly in Europe when Hitler wanted to expand, and he thought the Jews were keeping him from expanding. So what do we do with them? We round them up and we kill them. And it's, so today, we have people that so vehemently, violently disagree. The Trump people who are so negative about Joe Biden and the Joe Biden people who are so negative about the Trump people and their philosophies, the philosophies they represent, although I don't know what Trump's philosophy really is. I just know that he has garnered a lot of people to support him. And, you know, I don't know that I really know what Biden's philosophy is either, because he seems to, you know, blow in and weigh in on this particular idea and that idea. And so I guess the bottom line here is, where are we going? What are we doing to ourselves? And is this just the history of mankind? It's not just in America. Look at what the British did to conquer Africa and parts of Asia. And look at what the Dutch did to do the same thing. And the French did the same thing. And the Spaniards did the same thing. And so is it just that we're doomed to be, even with the technology and the knowledge that we have today, we're not using knowledge. We don't really have any knowledge that is helpful. What we get is a lot of crap that we waste a lot of time on, all of us, because it's there and it's in front of us. And it's just, it seems to me, another way of control. We've had people that have always wanted to control the masses. And again, you go back to Hitler, but you go back to 100 years before that and 200 years before that. And so are we today in that same zone? And the answer is maybe. I don't, you know, I'm sort of starting out. I was so affected because I never thought about it that way. That is the way that Hitler writes about why he did what he did with the Jews, because he saw the Americans do it to the natives. And that was his template for doing what he did. And so we think of ourselves as, you know, we got rid of Hitler because he was bad for everybody. But are there people around today? Look at Putin. Same thing. He's doing the same thing. Right? He's the number of, although that seems to be, there's developments there we'll talk about in the next half hour, which seem to suggest that the Russians are on their way out. Anyway, food for thought, hopefully it'll help you get yourself acquainted with the real world this Monday. It's 18 after the hour.
This week on the Green Stock Journal, we're looking at public companies dedicated to environmentally friendly alternative energy sources. Blue Biofuels, trading under the symbol BIOF, has developed and patented a technology that can convert ordinary plant materials such as king grass, sugarcane bagasse, and farm waste into sugars that are used to create ethanol and sustainable aviation fuels. Blue Biofuels does this in a CO2 neutral and environmentally friendly manner. With the Ukraine war leading to grain shortages and record high corn prices, Blue Biofuels offers an alternative to corn-based ethanol by using plant-based waste. There are limitations in the amount of corn available for fuel, whereas there is sufficient plant-based feedstock suitable for the BIOF process to replace half the fossil fuels used in the U.S. Technologies like Blue Biofuels could be the answer that brings about a biofuels revolution, producing billions of gallons a year, making green energy production finally a reality. Do your research now on BIOF. For more on this story, visit greenstockjournal.com. This week on the Green Stock Journal.
If you have a small business, Staples has your sign.
Banners for my bakery?
Staples has your sign.
Oh, posters for my new pet store.
Floor decals for a pharmacy.
Every day, Staples associates help every kind of small business create bold signs to make big impressions. And now get $10 off custom signs, banners, and posters when you spend $50 or more. This is your sign, so print it big at Staples. Ends 10-1. Visit staplesconnect.com/thisisyoursign for details.
I wanted to know why some people who get COVID-19 get it so bad. I found out it may be because they have a high risk factor, such as heart disease, diabetes, being overweight, smoking, and asthma. Even if symptoms feel mild, these factors can increase your risk of COVID-19 turning severe. So if you're at high risk and test positive, there are things you can do, like asking your healthcare provider if an authorized oral treatment is right for you. Learn about an option at treatcovid19.com. This message is sponsored by Pfizer.
frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
I thought one of the things that farmers have been waiting.
Weighing in on is the rising cost, the inflation that we're all going through. So the folks at Purdue University have done a survey, and they say that the Ag Economy Barometer has risen 14 points in the past month.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Twenty-three after the hour. I listened to that promo. It sounded like it was on my last breath. Where the heck did that come from? Who edited that? My
that
heavens.
That was mine. I sent really? Friday, but was that the day that my computer had the issue when it had crash or whatever?
Yeah, right.
Because, it was fine when I listened to it before I sent it out. And then what was it? Stuff I sent earlier today even had issues with it. Clearly, right. There is something going on between
it's listening retrograde. Yeah, right. It's all about the Mercury retrograde.
We're just going to put everything into a Dropbox or a file share, and you guys can download it from there.
Okay. You'll have to teach me how to do that first.
Email is not working.
Yeah. So there's news about Pat Sajak and Wheel of Fortune. If you're a fan of the show, you may not like what he has had to say. We'll get to that after this. Doug Stephanie here to talk to you about Term Provider. This is the easiest way to buy life insurance, protect your family, and get peace of mind. You have high blood pressure? Got diabetes? No problem. At Term Provider, they'll shop all the top insurance carriers so you don't have to do that and get you the best possible rate no matter what ails you. Call Term Provider, 800-230-2777. That's 800-230-2777. Term Provider has helped lots of people just like you. No matter what your problem is, at Term Provider, they get the job done. 800-230-2777. Get the scales tipped in your favor. $1 million in term life insurance for less than $200 a month. 800-230-2777. Term Provider, the way to go to get affordable life insurance. 800-230-2777.
What's going on?
In my mind, put Wheel of Fortune, the Is that, that's Jeopardy. No, what's Jeopardy?
Jeopardy.
So welcome. What's Wheel of Fortune? That doesn't come. That doesn't go into our head the way the Jeopardy theme did for whatever reason.
Yeah,
I'm sure
Jeopardy
if we all heard it.
The Jeopardy theme is iconic.
Yeah. All right, so Pat Sajak says, I've been doing this for 40 years. I started hosting the show in 1981. The Wheel of Fortune went on the air. He's been the only host. He appears to be ready for the last spin. He says, in most television shows by this time, you would have said, that's probably enough, but this show won't die. He's 75, by the way. And so he came on board. Actually, no, the show started in 75, and he came on board in 1981, he and Vanna White, who's 65. He says, I'm looking to my next steps in life. It appears I may go before the show goes. It's an honor to have been in people's living rooms for so long. People were out there welcoming us everywhere we went. And so they're doing a lot of promo for Celebrity Wheel of Fortune, which is on at night now, like the Family Feud's on at night,
yeah,
like Jeopardy's
Jeopardy.
On at night.
Yeah.
It's cheap to produce, so they're doing more of it. He says, well, the years go by fast. We're getting near the end. Go ahead.
And I could see Vanna White taking over for him if he when he does decide to retire, and because there have been times where he's been out, and Vanna White has covered for him, and Pat Sajak's daughter has covered for Vanna.
Ah, that's an interesting spec, isn't it? Huh. All right. Well, let's hold on to our hats and find out what happens. I'm guessing before the end of the year. It's 28 past the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. When people think of aggressive dogs, certain breeds often come to mind. Having personally worked with over 40,000 myself, it's my belief that 85% of what a pet's temperament turns out to be is directly related to the environment and the people with whom the dog is with. Then why would certain breeds consistently be considered more aggressive than others? Well, the answer is pretty simple. Certain segments of our population are attracted to specific breeds. For example, let's take a look at gang members. Tough gang members are not attracted to poodles, Yorkies, Chihuahuas, and Cocker Spaniels. They want a tough-looking dog, and therefore, many of the so-called aggressive breeds are victimized. Because of their strength and looks, their owners make them aggressive. What I try to explain to people, as I said earlier, 85% of what you put in is what you're going to get out. For example, if you were to take one of the so-called aggressive breeds and treat it with a lot of love, hugging, and kissing, you're going to get a great dog. But take that same Cocker Spaniel and abuse it, you can have an aggressive Cocker Spaniel. It's not a breed problem, it's a people problem. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Joining me for a return engagement, that sounds really formal, Elizabeth. Elizabeth Miller from Calibran is here with the Labor Day sale. But if you expect to lose weight and be healthy and to do it safely, you're not going to do it by losing 30 pounds in a month.
It's losing weight the right way, by giving your body back exactly what it needs to rev up your metabolism naturally. Your muscles are becoming more defined. They're back like when you were younger, you know, so it does help with natural energy throughout your day. It's great for sleep at bedtime. And then, of course, over time, you're going to start seeing the inch loss and the pound loss. Right now, we've got our huge Labor Day sale of buy three, get three free. Toploss.com. You can do that by phone. Our number is toll free 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And don't forget to use the promo code DOUG, D-O-U-G. That's going to get you free shipping on all your Calitrin orders, too.
Calitrin, not a drug, not a stimulant, not a quick fix, not a fad. It is something that works.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Hurricane Fiona is bringing heavy rains and high winds to Puerto Rico, knocking out power to the entire island on Sunday. Heavy rainfall and catastrophic flooding continued across much of Puerto Rico. That's what the National Hurricane Center tweeted early Monday morning. The eye of Fiona was approaching the coast of the Dominican Republic. President Biden has declared a federal disaster for Puerto Rico. 8 million Japanese people have been ordered to evacuate as Typhoon Nanmadol slammed across Japan. Government officials in Japan told national broadcaster NHK that a level 5 alert, the highest on Japan's disaster warning scale, was called for, as its raining like never before, end quote. For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. USA Radio News.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
I'll second guest dinners with friends because they can be interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit creoninfo.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's creoninfo.com.
Stephen's Good Day Show.
All right, so this woman walks into a bar carrying a raccoon. So anyway, the bartender, a lady named Cindy Smith, said she was serving drinks at the Maddock Bar. Local resident brings in the raccoon during happy hour. What could be better than having a raccoon during happy hour?
Get the podcast at gooddayshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, 34 after the hour, Monday, the 19th of September, almost two-thirds of the way through the month. The first day of fall will be this week. Boo, boo, boo!
Cheers, cheers,
no,
cheers.
Boo, no. Okay, so we have credibility in the news. Credibility in terms of conversation. A lot of people think that what we do is journalism. It is not. I am not a journalist. Jay is not a journalist. Most of the people who do this for a living are not journalists. They like it when you call them a journalist. That, you know, puff them right up. But they aren't. There are very few really good, credible journalists that are around. And I'm trying to think of the name of one, and I can't. Frankly, the people who do the evening news, they're promoters. The people who are writing for magazines and newspapers. Investigative journalism is almost a dead art. It would be nice if there was a little bit more out there. I when telling the story that I did in the last half hour, by the way, you can get the pieces if you didn't hear my conversation about Hitler and why he did what he did with the Jews and its connection to what Americans did to the natives. You can hear that first part of the conversation at gooddayshow.com. The show airs in its entirety all day, every day, and the you listen to some of our Good Day downloads, the podcasts and stuff, and you get the essence of what we've talked about in the main. I was looking at some of the recent downloads. We talked about Roger Federer and his career in a recent one, and Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds having some fun with their family, the water crisis in Memphis, electric vehicles charging them without any power, you know, the kinds of things you don't charge. You've got an electric car. We told you to do that. We're going to change everybody's car to electric, but there's no power to provide the energy that's necessary, yada, yada. So that's the conversation we had on a recent download. Also, Ricky Martin's nephew leveling new allegations against him and all that sort of thing. I would say we could summarize the last few days of this last week and maybe today with something we discussed, Tuesday or Wednesday. Mercury has just gone into retrograde. So look out below. Anyway, catch all of the podcasts. That's the point of my going through some of this stuff. It's very easy to do that at gooddayshow.com. And you can follow us on the social media, certainly. Facebook and Instagram, it's at gooddayshow.com with your comments that we will get to during the course of the week. And to Twitter, it's at gooddayonair. So, meanwhile, back to the credibility and where we get bits and pieces of stories and why we tell the stories here, frankly. The stories that we tell oftentimes are motivated by the content. I will stay away from things like sports stories unless it's really something that I can, credibly talk about. Yeah, right, exactly. There are a lot of things that are happening that are easy for you to relate to. If you're a flyer like I am, and I see what happened on a Southwest, they've started serving Hawaii from the West Coast. So they take off from Long Beach, and they head to, I think they go to all of the islands, matter of fact, now. Like most of the major airlines do, the four major airlines, Delta, American, United, and Southwest, all fly to Hawaii. And they go to all of the islands. And so it's a long ride. It's kind of like going from the East Coast to the West Coast. So sometimes it gets boring. So this is the story of a trip on a Southwest airliner last week. They got a new Mitchell soprano ukulele from Guitar Center, some folks on the flight. And so they were 30-some-odd thousand feet above the Pacific. And somehow or other, they started a ukulele lesson for the people on the plane.
They got a free class. Because, like you were saying, Doug, it really is a very long flight. But also, there's not much to see.
Especially on Southwest. Southwest doesn't have any amenities. That's why I would never take. I don't like Southwest because, it's just a seat in a bucket, but it's cheaper. Well, it used to be cheaper. It isn't really cheaper anymore. Mm-hmm. So Southwest, if you use Southwest a lot, you get on their planes,
But when you're over land, you can look out the window and you can see different things. Where it is very cool to look out the window and see the ocean, but you can't do that for 6 hours on end, hours on end. That's a lot. Mm-hmm. So this was really cool. Just get like a free jam session and a lesson to play the ukulele.
Yeah. The ukulele, a lot of people think the ukulele comes from Hawaii or the islands. It doesn't actually. It comes originally from Portugal. Did you know that?
I thought it was Hawaiian, too.
No. Yeah. It's something that started in Portugal and kind of a local sensation. Then somehow it got to be associated with the islands. And people go over there, they go for lessons, and it's kind of fun. I like the Hawaiian music, frankly. Elvis played the ukulele in Blue Hawaii, which is, he didn't play it well, but he played it.
And so you listen to the Elvis Channel on Sirius, and you can hear once in a while an Elvis tune with the ukulele from Blue Hawaii. And so this is good. Good for Southwest didn't organize this. The guy in the plane just kind of started playing it, right? Because it seemed that he was bored. Is that the story?
No, this was organized because they were Guitar Center is who sponsored this gave them the lot for all of
it. So they intended on the ride. That's even more interesting. Huh. How about that?
Yeah, they're all provided. And this was a great promotion for Guitar Center because look at how many people are talking about this.
Yeah, right. Yep. Free! It's all free. All right, let's mosey over to the other side of the other pond to the funeral of the Queen today and all of the shenanigans and the stupid, foolish stuff going on in the royal family. Man, you talk about dysfunction. Good God. So now the father, King Charles III, is going to cut Harry and Andrew off of official stand-ins. I find them to be small things. I've always thought that Charles was a kind of, he's obviously a good investor, but as far as the rest of him is concerned, he's just, I don't know. And probably somebody would say, well, who are you to judge? And that's a good question. I just am telling you that he doesn't do anything for me. So anyway, the funeral is today. When the Queen was alive and she couldn't do something, she would send Charles or Prince William or Prince Harry or Prince Andrew. Not often would she send Prince Andrew, and not much would she send Prince Harry. Prince Philip probably was the person who more than anybody else would stand in for her, and that makes good sense. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's the 1937 Regency Act, where it's the spouse of the monarch and then the four adult children in line to the throne, so anyone who is 21 and up. Mm-hmm. And then once Queen Elizabeth passed, that line of succession of the four adults who would stand in along with a spouse change, and because Prince Harry has already pretty much resigned from the top royal duties and everything, this makes sense that King Charles III would take him off of the stand-in list, even though he's technically still on it. And then Prince Andrew, everything that's been going on, that totally makes sense. But what's cool is that Princess Anne, Princess Charlotte, William and Princess Catherine's daughter is the first one that she did not lose her place in the line of succession due to a male sibling. So Princess Anne did, and that pushed her down in line, but King Charles is likely to make her somebody who would be a stand-in and kind of not really add her to the line of succession, but make her approve that she can do that. So that would also be a historical making move as well.
Right. So here's Harry, he had the Queen's initials on his military uniform, and so he put the military uniform on for the final vigil, and he saw that the Queen's initials were taken off of his military uniform, and reported that he was devastated by that. They're on the shoulders of the military uniform. This small thinking, I guess, I don't know, it's kind of like, nah, 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 you're going to do this.
It's super petty.
It really is. That's the right way of putting it. Yep. So somebody was arrested after rushing the Queen's coffin. anyway, this guy, the coffin, you've all seen it in Westminster Hall. This guy's in custody today. Security guards grabbed him. He ran toward Her Majesty lying in state before the funeral procession starts. And it's probably starting, I would guess, about now, isn't it? I think pretty much. I've lost track of the day-to-day stuff because there's so much of this stuff. But I think now is when the whole business is taking place. Anyway, he was arrested for an offense under the Public Order Act. Metropolitan Police didn't respond to requests for comments because they don't do that. I mean, you might as well be talking to the wall. But you can see the video of this. There's been a live stream since it all started, and then it stopped because of this guy running after the Queen's coffin. You can imagine how upsetting that is for the people who are in line and have been waiting in line for hours, if not days, to just walk past the. That's what's been going on all weekend long.
so many people loved her, but not to forget that she was a real human being and that her family is mourning, and that had to have been so difficult for them, who yeah. lost their mom, their mummy, as they say, who lost their grandmother. Mm-hmm. It's so sad. But something that is kind of, I guess, a little bit of a good news piece of this, I don't know if you'd call it good news, maybe that's a poor choice of words, but the Piper, who always woke Queen Elizabeth up every morning, that was her alarm clock, he is playing her to rest.
Ah. Isn't that cool? Yeah, that's good. There's another, the British press seemed to be interested in Prince Andrew, obviously for the reasons you were just saying. So he's spoken out for the first time, talking about his mother. He shared some personal thoughts, some pictures of himself as a baby with his mother. And he wrote, "Dear Mummy Mother, Your Majesty, 3-in-1. Your Majesty, it's been an honor and a privilege to serve you. Mother of the nation, your devotion and personal service to our nation is unique and singular. Your people show their love and respect in so many different ways. I know that you are looking on honoring their respect." So you probably over the weekend saw all of the pomp and circumstances and all those, the children standing there solemnly as people went in and out. There's some great pictures of the Queen with the babies. You know, you just look around at some of the stuff. The story will continue, I'm sure, for a long time. I just find that, the ancillary things that go with people being crazy, like this guy rushing the Queen's coffin. So what motivates somebody to do that? What do you think you're going to do? Especially with all those guards there. But if you look, you look at the pageantry of all of this and the magnificence of that cathedral. I was in there once, and man, it is an amazing place. So anyway, sort of the end of the road for the Queen at 48 past the hour. This is a good day.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
COVID-19 moves fast, and now you can too. If you feel symptoms, even if they're mild, you should test fast. Test positive and at high risk for severe COVID-19? Then act fast with authorized oral treatments that can be taken at home and must be taken within 5 days from when symptoms begin. COVID-19 moves fast, and now you can too by asking your healthcare provider if an oral treatment is right for you. Learn about a treatment option at TreatCV19.com. This message is sponsored by Pfizer.
You could save big when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive, but when we just come out and say it, it feels like it falls a bit flat. So instead, we're going to hire a professional voice actor and pay him absurd amounts of money to say,
"I like this product."
Not sure why that was better. I mean, I'm a professional too. But we didn't pay him to say the business part, so back to me. Save big when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive. Sorry, I know hearing me say it was a bit of a letdown. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Wendy's new French toast sticks are so delicious, some are saying that they're better than their mom's breakfast.
Excuse me, did you just say Wendy's new French toast sticks are better than my breakfast?
Mom, is that you?
Answer the question.
I said some people are saying that because they're so crispy on the outside and fluffy on the inside and perfect in every way.
Uh-huh. And what do you think?
I think it's time to tell people to choose wisely. Choose Wendy's new sweet and crispy homestyle French toast sticks.
That's still not an answer.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC. Great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Now, 53 after the hour on Monday on the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jay Kirshner. It is time for us to visit the farm, find out what's going on in the world of food, the all-important connection to your family. And this is something that I'm going to celebrate on my farm this coming weekend. It's National Farm Animals Awareness Week, the third week of September. Main goal is to protect farm animals, for you to understand what their lives are like, understand why living conditions for them should be as thoughtful and as good as living conditions for any other being. The farm animal products that we consume are only, you know, they're only there because we have farm animals that are able to produce what it is that we need to be healthy. And so they need to be well cared for. I'm happy to spread the word on my farm. Have people come visit me. You can go to the farm website. It's Eastley, E-A-S-T-L-E-I-G-H, EastleyFarm.com, and see what goes on a typical weekend day, what it is that we do to raise awareness for mostly young people, families. The mother and father bring the youngsters so they can see the cows and they can see the animals and maybe take a tour around the farm. This week goes back to 1993. There were a lot of people who were concerned about the harsh conditions in which some farm animals were living, and this was appropriate, I thought. The considerable growth in commercial meat and dairy products and animals, and the way, you know, it's unfortunate because today actually the situation is worse. Even though this has taken place on the family farms, you don't see much of this kind of thing anymore at all. But on the factory farms, that's what they're all about. And because they're so big and they have so much political clout, that stuff continues and they get away with it. Livestock grown in bulk quantities, anything done in bulk is always going to be different. It's not, their lives are horrible. Take it from me, somebody who's been around these farm animals all of my life. I've seen these living conditions in places in the southwestern part of our country, in the Midwest as well. And it is horrendous. awful. So anyway, maybe you find a local farm and you visit it this week, National Farm Awareness Week. In a moment, the story of the latest product being recalled right after this.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. Grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling of giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Okay, so 22,000 pounds of Healthy Choice frozen beef recalled. Healthy Choice, apparently not so much. Frozen food facility says that it contains, there's an allergen in it. And so this is, what are they?
The nine, a packaging issue.
Yeah, 9.2-ounce cartons. Yeah, right.
Yep. Yeah, it doesn't, on the package, it doesn't say that it contains milk, which some people are allergic to. So that's why they have to recall all of these. So this is a little bit different than the actual illnesses, the foodborne illnesses, or the metal being found. It's just a packaging alert.
Yeah. And the Food Safety and Inspection Services, they stick their foot in their mouth. What they have said in the press release is you should take the products and you should throw them away. No, no, no. You should bring them back to the store and get your money back. Any Healthy Choice product you have, bring it back. And the lot numbers, I mean, what point is there for me to read the lot number here? It's the stuff is good, supposedly, until April of next year. But consumers, check your freezers. In order to be safe, take anything that you have in your freezer that's Healthy Choice and bring it back to the store and get your money back. The all clear sign. I don't know. I mean, I again wonder why you buy frozen stuff where you can get fresh stuff. But at any rate, this is something that is anything. When you find these problems, you take everything with that brand and bring it back to the store and get your money back. Don't get sucked into them saying throw it away. No. 58 past the hour.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.